There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Life has changed almost overnight.
Yeah, you have a lot of questions. We are going to try to get you some answers. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Charles Feldman. Together, we host Coronavirus Daily, a podcast designed to help us all get through this crisis together.
We go around the world and talk to some of the top experts out there. So think of this as a guide for you and your family. Multiple ways to listen: radio.com, the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Remember, that's Coronavirus Daily.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gracias, Dimas.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of the Chicago Cubs, a big thank you to all the healthcare workers, first responders, and those working at essential businesses who are keeping us safe, healthy, and happy during these very trying times. We're all in this together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for your hard work.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just want to say the biggest thank you to all of you.
Thank you.
The CD is already a media almost obsolete. The first CD was introduced to the consumer market in Japan in 1982. CDs didn't make it to the States until 1983, with the first CD pressing plant opening stateside in 1984. The first two CDs to come off the line were... One was a promotional CD called the Edison CD Sampler. The other, the appropriately named Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour is being brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. Jordan, let's go.
Make me a bicycle clown.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
So what was your worst Michael Jordan Knicks memory?
It would be 94. It would be John Starks throwing up 13 bricks in Game 7 of the Finals against the Rockets the one year that they didn't have to face Jordan, and they still couldn't pull it out. It was either going to be Olajuwon or Ewing was going to finally get that title, and John Starks just kept throwing three-pointers. He was over 120, and he just kept throwing them. That, to me, is worse than, Smith getting fouled in the back of the head 55 times on five consecutive layups and nothing being called.
Good that you're not bitter about it still, though.
Not at all. I've totally moved on. I'm a 40-year-old man, and I have totally moved on from this. I'm not scarred at all.
The cult of personality that is Michael Jordan was really on display.
And I'm in Mark Messier. They were my mortal. As a 14-year-old, Mark Lazarus hated Michael Jordan and Mark Messier more than anything you could possibly imagine. I was just a little ball of hatred directed at two people I would never meet.
Make me a bicycle clown.
Man, Mark Lazarus yesterday was an absolute delight. Along with giving us all sorts of hockey information, it's always great when guests come to play. when they're engaged and they're having a little bit of fun. And I thought that Mark Lazarus yesterday was top notch. We will definitely have him back on the show as soon as we can. I'm Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock today. Herbie's got the holiday weekend off, so young Jordan Malley and Julio, my man Julio Rossell, are producing the show today. So the Young Bucks are going to be in charge of the doddering old man that they are going to squire about the Score airways for the next couple of hours. Here's what we have planned for you today. Anthony Heron is going to join me at 1 o'clock. I just enjoy talking to Big Ant, but also I want to ask him some questions about the proposed NFL rule changes that are coming about and how confident he is in both NFL and college football season. So we'll do that at 1. At 1:30, Shams Charania of Stadium is going to be on. I love Shams. I'm very much looking forward to talking NBA buckets with him and get his thoughts on The Last Dance and where things stand with the NBA restarting, what he thinks makes the most sense. He talks to everyone. I mean, that kid, and I can still call him a kid, he's still, 2 years out of Loyola at this point? That kid has been just an amazing media story. I'm happy that I had a chance to work with him for a little bit last summer over at Stadium and glad that he will be on the show today. I threw this out on Twitter yesterday. We had talked about it a little bit on the show before I called it quits. And feel free to text in right now at 670-11. That's the text zone number. And the text zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time and shop online at rosenhyundai.com. Obviously, like all of us, I'm getting older, but I'm starting to feel it more and more. I'll be 45 in 2 weeks. And earlier this week, I strained a muscle sleeping. Like, I woke up, and I was like, why does my side hurt? Oh, because I was sleeping on that side all night. That's why it hurts. So I threw it out on Twitter and got some really incredible responses. I want to talk to you about your old people injuries, like the injuries that let you know that you're a little bit older. So we'll do that later on in the show as well. I wanted to start the show, though, by talking about Jerry Sloan, the passing of Jerry Sloan. You had heard while the Jordan documentary was going on that he had been struggling and had succumbed to Parkinson's, just a horrible disease. He's one of the best Bulls ever. And what was great about The Last Dance is you got to see Jerry Sloan, the coach. And even back when the Bulls and the Jazz were playing each other in the playoffs, there were a lot of Bulls fans that had an incredible amount of affection for Jerry Sloan for what he had done for the Bulls franchise. His nickname is the Original Bull. Like, that's saying something when you are that guy. His jersey hangs in the rafters of the United Center. It's the first Bulls jersey that was retired. This guy was part of one of the toughest backcourts in the history of the NBA, along with Norm Van Leer. Those teams that he was on with Bob Butterbean Love and Chet Walker, I mean, they had some really good, like, finally the Bulls were starting to become something. They ushered in the first 50-win seasons back in the 70s. Just a tremendous player, an unbelievable competitor. And seeing people really go into how great a player he was has been good for my soul this morning. I like when people can share and we can learn about players. I was born in 75, so I didn't see almost any of the stuff that Jerry Sloan and Norm Van Leer did in their career. And Jerry ended up with some terrible knee injuries a couple of years later. But I was lucky enough to work with Norm Van Leer here at the Score. And he'd bounce in every day when I was working the overnight show, being Les Grobstein's producer, back in the days of the Bear and the Bull, where you had Doug Buffone, my beloved Doug Buffone, and my beloved Norm Van Leer. And Doug, like, their styles are so different. Doug would come in every day. He'd ask me if the papers had come yet. It'd be 3 a.m. He'd go to our little cafeteria, and he'd write his notes. And Doug was this
like meticulous note taker, and he wanted to know all the stuff and be ready to get on the air. And Norm just kind of bopped in at like 5 o'clock, and he would, you know, "What's up, Holmes?" Like, that's what I would get from him when he'd walk in the door, and he'd ask me what's going on. I'd try to update him on different things that they were probably going to talk about, and he would tell me these stories about those days in the 70s with him and Butter and Jerry Sloan, and just I feel very lucky to know some Bulls history from that guy. And I got to tell you, when I heard about Jerry Sloan and knowing that he was sick, like, that's hard enough. Of course, when someone passes, you become even more interested in what it was that they were about and what their life was about. So Jerry Sloan was inducted into the Hall of Fame the same year that Michael Jordan was, the infamous Jordan Hall of Fame speech. Jerry's speech was a lot nicer to people. And there's a portion of his piece that of his speech that I want to play for you, cuz it really got me, because I know Norm Van Leer. And when you hear Jerry in here talking about when Norm had passed, you'll hear, even with the silence, him choking up. And I have to admit that it choked me up to hear one of the toughest guys. I'm watching one of the NBA's toughest tough guys be emotional and sentimental, talking about those days with those Bulls team. He starts it out, though, with a really great anecdote about Tom Boerwinkel.
I need to mention some of the players who were great teammates in Chicago. Tom Boerwinkel, 6'11", built my backyard. When he bought the house behind me, I said, "Tom, how are we going to—" We were roommates one day. Next day, you're in my backyard looking out the window. He said, "I got that figured out." He said, "I'll build a fence 6'10". I can see over and you can't." Chet Walker, Bob Love, Bobby Wise, Clifford Ray, who is here tonight, Guy Rogers, many other of our teammates, including Norm Van Leer. Norm came to Utah last year with a surprise visit. Norm didn't come to Utah very often. But I look back on it now, and he came to say goodbye. Norm was one of the toughest guys I ever played with. Certainly miss him. He babysat my kids when we played together in Chicago. I have tremendous respect for the way he approached the game every day, the way he approached practice every day. And it was a pleasure to play with him.
So, yeah, I'm tearing up now, and I was definitely messed up this morning when I was watching that. And if you knew Norm through the score, or if you're an old-school Bulls fan, like, he was just such a great dude. And knowing how much respect he had for Jerry Sloan, it raised the level of respect that I had for Jerry Sloan. And then you find out about this dude that was, in his career with the Bulls, 6-time All-Defense, 2-time All-Star, Hall of Famer, because he not only was a really good player, but he was also a great coach. Coached the Bulls, coached the Jazz, was 15-8 in his 10 seasons for the Bulls, and helped the Bulls to their first 50-win seasons. There's a great quote. There's a Sam Smith piece that I read this morning, and there's a great quote from Phil Jackson about Jerry Sloan and those Bulls teams. Apparently, when they would go and play the Knicks at the Garden, Phil Jackson would say, "Here come the crazies," because they would get after you defensively. So this is one of the really great players in Bulls history. And since we've been doing a lot of Bulls nostalgia, it's wonderful that we'll now celebrate his career on the tail end of that too. And in fact, earlier this week, when I was talking with Mark Schanowski, we had gotten to a discussion about seeing Jerry Sloan and seeing him be funny and not knowing that Jordan was sick in the flu/poison pizza game. This is what Shanowski told me about Jerry Sloan and those great Bulls teams of the 70s.
Storm was one of a kind, and I had the privilege to work with him for so many years on the pre- and post-game shows at NBC Sports Chicago, and just such a kind, generous soul. And he always would talk about losing to Golden State in the 75 conference finals. You know, that was the year they should have won the championship. They had such a good team, and he just felt like, you know, they gave that one away, and that one always haunted him. You know, whenever we get playoff time, he'd always tell stories about how we should have won that one. We should have brought a championship to Chicago a long time ago. So I miss Storm every day, and he was such a profound impact on my life, and I know that of so many others, because he really was such a kind, generous guy.
Yeah, it's hard to mention Jerry Sloan without Norm Van Leer, because those guys were tied at the hip, you know, and they had an approach, and their approach to playing the game was, I think, even now, like, I think it's appreciated. Jerry Reinsdorf put out this statement saying, Jerry Sloan was the original Bull whose tenacious defense and nightly hustle on the court represented the franchise and epitomized the city of Chicago. Jerry was the face of the Bulls organization from its inception through the mid-1970s, and very appropriately, his uniform number 4 was the first jersey retired by the team. A great player and a Hall of Fame NBA coach, most importantly, Jerry was a great person. Our sympathies go out to the Sloan family and all of his many fans, close quote. It's a guy who also has roots in just Illinois basketball, from McLeansboro or outside of it, 16 miles away from it, on a farm. He ended up playing at Evansville. He was going to be at University of Illinois. He went there, left, went to Southern and left. Worked in the oil fields before getting back into basketball. Just a real one of the legends of this team. And because we are steeped in the history of the Bulls era with Michael Jordan, let us not forget some of those players that helped to build that. But it was insulting to a lot of people when that clip in The Last Dance was making fun of Tom Boerwinkle, because those teams that Tom Boerwinkle was on with Chet Walker and Bob Love and Norm Van Leer and Jerry Sloan, those were good Bulls teams. So I get that the name and the look kind of fit into a narrative, but there were people who were offended by it, and I completely understand why they were offended by it. And the passing of Jerry Sloan gives us an opportunity to really pay homage to what some of those teams in the 70s were able to do. I didn't have very much interaction, hardly any, because I was just starting out in the business when Jerry Sloan was coaching the against the Bulls in the finals, but I always found him to be hilarious, and I mean that in the best way. Like, his dry sense of humor after games was top-notch, but he suffered no fools. Like, this was a tough dude. And even just that little hint of a Southern accent, like, I always found really charming. One of the really, really great players in the history of this franchise. And I'm sad that he passed, and I'm sad that he suffered in the last few weeks of his life. But let it not be said that those Bulls teams back in the 70s that Jerry Sloan was a major part of, those teams were legit. Back after this on The Score.
670 The Score celebrates 25 years of Dan Bernstein.
Well, if today's show and the amount of fun that I had doing it is any indication of the kind of fun we're going to have, I'm very excited.
You're crushing my male unit.
Hashim the beat, he comes to me in my bed.
Fantastic. Take that, Bernstein.
Dan Bernstein and Terry Bohr is with you until noon on The Score, Sports Radio 1160.
I'll never call again.
Well, and thank you.
I'm a listener. Look, this is the God's honest truth. I am a sports radio listener, and I react the same way to things.
A big thanks to Dan Bernstein for 25 great years on 670 The Score. Here's to another 25.
This is Andrew Bogish with a Radio.com Sports Minute.
This shouldn't bother me as much as it does. I'm still double-checking the announcement to make sure I'm not misreading it. Alabama and Arizona football scheduling a home-and-home series for 20, 32, and 33. Yes, 12 and 13 years from now.